Phil, it's lovely to see you in person. We've seen you on TV. And it's great that you're here with us. Come and share God's word today. Thank you.
Just say first and foremost how thrilled I was when Steve reached out to me the other week and said, "Would you be available to come and speak?" It's been it's really been an exciting time for me to know that we're back in the body of the Kirk, as it were, here in Bethany Hall and sharing with one another. A few things have changed, haven't they? First of all, the hall looks absolutely fantastic. It's revamped, it's looking lovely, and since the last time I was here, so it's really nice to see that. Another thing that's changed is probably my trouser waist size. It's gone from 36 to 30, and I'm really pleased about that. That's really encouraging, but I have much work to be done. A few other things have changed. We've been spending the past 18 months on Zoom calls or Teams meetings or whatever else. I seem to have conducted my life through a computer. I work in IT and I absolutely hate computers. The wrong job I'm in. But once I get the chance, I'm going to take my laptop and frisbee it into the Clyde and I'll be much happier. Face to face, isn't it so much better to be here in person, one with the other, Christian fellowship and being together to worship God. It's great not to be in the man cave, which I had for a while as well, giving services over Zoom, but we're grateful that God used technology to keep us in touch with each other during the past 18 months. Each one of us here today have come through a difficult time over the past year or so. The whole world has come through a difficult time, and I'm sure that everyone today here knows somebody or has been affected themselves by the virus. It's been a very difficult, a very stressful, and for many people, a very sad time. And there was a time when I even doubted that we'd be able to meet again here together at Bethany Hall. So I'm very grateful to God